5 seconds later, she received her answer. Clone Wars-era holos showing buzz droid attacks on Republic starfighters were impressive enough. But such combat had taken place in the vacuum of space, with only faint sounds recorded via metal conduction. The droid, now cutting and grinding its way through the cargo bay bulkhead toward them, was far louder than Thrawn had expected.
"Move back,"
he called over the noise, as the edges of the blades, the points of the drill, and the brilliant blade of the plasma torch appeared through the bulkhead metal. Once the droid made it through, the only thing between it and the beck and call would be the cage itself. The timing would be critical to allow it to cut through the bars, but not continue toward the remote and the one who held it. The droid emerged through the bulkhead, throwing off a few final shards of metal. It continued its interrupted vector across the bay, closing into its spear shape as it flew. It struck the cage and popped open again, its hook appendages gripping one bar as the circular saw and torch attacked two of the others. A meter-long section of one of the bars sliced through, clattered to the deck, and the blade moved on to the next bar.
"This is going to take too long,"
Vanto warned. Thrawn had already estimated the droid's progress. Vanto was correct.
"Agreed,"
Thrawn said. He took two steps to his right, moving the beck and call to the far side of the cage door. The droid shifted toward him. Thrawn repositioned the beck and call, bringing the droid directly onto the door. One final adjustment, and the droid's saw began eating into the lock mechanism. Thrawn looked at the entrance to the bay. Within a few more seconds, the pirates in this section of the ship would surely come to investigate. He looked back at the cage door, again gauging the droid's progress. The timing would be close.
"Look out!"
one of the prisoners shouted. Three pirates appeared abruptly through the hatchway.
Their pace falters, their eyes widening and their mouths dropping open as they see the buzz droid eating through the cage.
A second later, they recovered from their surprise and reached for their blasters, their hands fumbling slightly with the last remnants of their shock.
Their expressions changed from surprise to anger.
Thrawn reached through the bars of the cage and flipped the beck and call over their heads to land on the engine room deck behind them. Instantly, the buzz droid closed down its cutting instruments, unhooked itself from the cage, and shot across the bay toward the pirates.
The pirates' eyes again widened.
Their blasters had been lining up on the prisoners. Now they turned the weapons instead toward the approaching droid and fired. Even with a dunium inner shell, the buzz droid's inner mechanism was vulnerable to blaster fire. But the outer spherical shell was much stronger. All three of the pirates' shots struck, but none made it through. The pirates fired again, all three shots missing. Two of the men hurled themselves to the deck, attempting to evade the droid's approach. The third was too slow, and was struck a glancing blow that sent him spinning. Beside Thrawn, Jakeeb stepped forward, grabbed the top bars of the cage, and slammed the soles of both feet against the door. The remaining undamaged part of the lock mechanism snapped with the impact. Jakeeb dropped back to the floor and ducked out of the cage. Barlan, Lanio, and the rest of the prisoners were right behind them. There was a brief melee of combat. When it ended, all three pirates had been reduced to unconsciousness.